Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And a very warm welcome to you all to St. Catharine's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship on this third Sunday of Easter. Really lovely to have you with us. Thank you for joining us. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ to offer our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father, giving thanks for the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shares our lives that we might share the glory of his risen life. And as we come before our Heavenly Father, we open our hearts to him in prayer. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd leading us to life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia, to the triune majesty.
Almighty Father, who in your great mercy gladden the disciples with the sight of the risen Lord, give us such knowledge of his presence with us that we may be strengthened and sustained by his risen life and serve you continually in righteousness and truth. through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of the Acts of the Apostles. But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them. Therefore, let the entire house of Israel know with certainty that God has made him both Lord and Messiah, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, Brothers, what should we do? Peter said to them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you, for your children, and for all who are far away. Everyone whom the Lord our God calls to him. And he testified with many other arguments and exhorted them, saying, Save yourselves from this corrupt generation. So those who welcomed his message were baptized, and that day about 3,000 persons were added. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to Psalm 116. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications, because he has inclined his ear to me. Therefore I call upon him as long as I live. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. The snares of death encompassed me, the pangs of Sheol laid hold on me. I suffered distress and anguish. Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I pray, save my life. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Our God is merciful. The Lord protects the simple. When I was brought low, he saved me. Return, O my soul, to your rest, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living, for you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. A reading from the first letter of Peter. If you invoke as Father the one who judges all people impartially according to their deeds, live in reverent fear during the time of your exile. You know that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your ancestors, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without defect or blemish. He was destined before the foundation of the world, but was revealed at the end of the ages for your sake. Through him you have come to trust in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are set on God. Now that you have purified your souls by your obedience to the truth, so that you have genuine mutual love, love one another deeply from the heart. You have been born anew, not of perishable, but of imperishable seed, through the living and enduring word of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia, Alleluia. The Lord has risen indeed. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Now on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him." Then he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?" Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. While he was at table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. After the trauma of the crucifixion, and on hearing the incredible news that the tomb had been found empty, two disciples decided to leave Jerusalem and journey to Emmaus. Today we walk with those disciples As they walked together, they were joined by Jesus, who enters into conversation with them. At first, they did not recognize him as he talked with them, even as he explained the scriptures to them. Even so, they enjoyed his company and felt comfortable with him, to the extent that when they reached their destination, they asked Jesus to rest with them and share a meal. Jesus agreed. As they ate, Jesus repeated his actions at the Last Supper. He took bread and blessed it before sharing it with his friends. As he broke the bread, their eyes were opened and they recognized Jesus. As soon as they recognized him, he disappeared from their sight. Luke tells us how their hearts burned when Jesus was talking to them, and in their great excitement, the two disciples returned to Jerusalem to tell the others where they had seen the Lord. How surprised and excited they must have been to hear that Peter too had seen the risen Lord. The account of the experience of the two disciples on the road to Emmaus is one that is of great encouragement to us. Just as Jesus appeared to the two disciples in their fear and grief, they left Jerusalem in search of safety, so he comes to us in time of need. And just as they recognized his presence with them in the breaking of bread, so we recognize his presence among us at every Eucharist, in word and sacrament, in the breaking of the bread. Our pledge that the risen Christ is with us. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese and for our own ministry area, that the Church may faithfully proclaim the risen Christ, revealing his presence among us in the breaking of bread. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression. We pray especially for the people of the Ukraine, for the people of the Holy Land and Lebanon, for the people of the Middle East and the Gulf. We pray for all suffering the effects of natural disaster and for those suffering through famine or drought. May the leaders of the nations follow the Lord in the ways of justice and peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends and neighbors. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we persevere in the ways of Christ, bringing hope and peace to those in need around us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones, and we pray for the recently departed, those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." They were overjoyed on seeing the Lord. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love. Let us pray. Lord God, our Father, through our Saviour Jesus Christ, you have assured your children of eternal life, and in baptism have made us one with him. Deliver us from the sin of death, and raise us to new life in your love, in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Just before our blessing and our final hymn this morning, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Gettlinger, for our service of home worship. It's really good to have you with us. I wish you all a very safe, healthy and peaceful week to come. And I do hope very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. God the Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, strengthen you to walk with him in his risen life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
Love's redeemed.